He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gosling is our guest for this segment and the next. Then I'm going to cover a bunch of news we haven't gotten to and take a few final calls in the last 30 minutes of the four-hour weekday show we do every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. We've now expanded it to a fourth hour. We're, of course, back live Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget, I'll be showing my new film, Truth Rising, story of the 9/11 Truth Movement, 9/11 Truth, We Are Change, Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, Martin Sheen. It just goes on and on. All the people on their side, just amazing who gets confronted. Alan Greenspan, David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, John McCain, Barack Obama, John Edwards, Arnold Schwarzenegger, all of them. I mean, it's just insane. And it's dynamic, well done, all of these confrontations, you know, on high-quality video, not some YouTube clip, as most of you have seen it. And interwoven with the last 3 years of demonstrations and protest and the footage of Bill Maher being confronted. Amazing film, and that's coming up. Two showings, and then the film won't come out till July 4th. It will be available for PresentPlanet.tv members on July 4th and to get on DVD. July 4th. We might start pre-orders a few weeks before that, but these two showings, this Saturday, 3:30, Sunday, 6:30 at night, I'll give a 30-minute speech before each one, and then show the film. So get your tickets at Infowars.com. You link through, and you can link through and go over to the Alamo Drafthouse to buy those tickets there. Or you can go to the door and buy those tickets. It's the Alamo Ritz, their new big one downtown on 6th Street. Hope to see you there. Okay, let's go to Tony Gosling. Up on PrisonPlanet.com, we have a link to the Infowars.net story. Complete media lockdown on Athens Bilderberg meeting. Did recent exposures prompt elite confab into super secrecy? Or is the Greek newspaper wrong? Could this just be a steering committee? Are they partially right? We know they do have steering committees. This is the journalist, the man who runs Bilderberg.org. He first broke this in the Western English language press that this could be happening, and it's important because they have tried a lot of tricks. It's been decades since we didn't find out where they were meeting and indeed get there. They normally meet in late May into early June, but joining us is Tony Gosling from the United Kingdom. Tony, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Alex. Yeah. The interesting thing is, though, that I don't think we've had anything whatsoever in the English language about this before the event this year, and there's still very, very little. I mean, the fact that there was no opportunity for any journalists to actually get there this year means that they're saying very little. I mean, I've had a look at this. Obviously, I mean, I don't speak Greek. I had a look at this, and I've put it through the various translation devices and things, and it certainly looks as if this is the meeting. The reason I say that is because, on the forum, which is kind of off the side of the Bilderberg.org site, there's been a lot of discussion over the past few weeks and months about where this meeting is going to take place. But this year, we weren't absolutely certain, even though it did look like it might well be Greece, because some of the main participants were going to be in the Greece area at the time. And also, most interestingly, the financial institutions like the IMF had a kind of holiday booked for that time in southern Europe. This particular hotel, it does look as if it was completely block booked for the Thursday, Friday. Well, actually, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, well, let's be clear then. You're saying, and I think you're a credible source and very accurate in the past, for listeners out there wondering my opinion for what it's worth, that I put a lot of stake in what you believe, Tony, because you're one of the most tireless researchers on this front and have done so much work. You're saying tentatively or 80% chance, 70, 60?
I mean, it's almost certain that this was the meeting of the past weekend. And the most significant thing about it is that this is the first time, certainly since I've been doing this, that's probably for 12 years or so, that we haven't actually managed to figure out where they're meeting for certain beforehand. Now, we had some pretty good indications that it was going to be in Greece and at this particular hotel in a place beginning with V that I wouldn't even like to try and pronounce.
Spell it out for people.
V-O-U-L-I-A-G-M-E-N-I. Vogliamini. Maybe. Then it certainly did look like this was where it was going to take place.
And I was saying this
a week ago or so. The only trouble was we weren't absolutely certain. So there was absolutely no way, really, that I was going to go out saying that this is where the meeting's taking place, because although it was a bit of a strong hint that it was going to be here, we weren't sure about it.
Okay, so that's why you think this is so credible, and you're saying virtually certain, 95% chance.
I mean, for the last 3 or 4 weeks on the Bilderberg Forum, we've been saying it certainly looks like one of the first two weekends in Greece in May.
Now, this is historically very early for them to be meeting.
No, it's around about the normal time. I mean, it's during May and June. There's nothing particularly strange about the timing.
I was looking at some dates. Don't they generally meet in late May, early June?
Well, yes, but this week we're coming up for the middle of May. There are other meetings around about this time. I don't think that's particularly special about this year.
Okay, but what you're saying is so credible is that you had got a lot of intel, a lot of your sources that you trust. We're pointing towards Athens, Greece, and now it appears that's happened.
Well, the thing that really stands out this year, Alex, is the fact that we've had absolutely no information about the movements of some of the key Bilderberg people. What's happening is that they're taking that information off the web now, whereas in past years we were able to kind of look for example, the key people like David Rockefeller, the Queen of the Netherlands, the President of Europe, all these various, the European Union, various people like this in the past had been pretty good at putting on the web whereabouts they were going, what their engagements were, in the future. Now,
and then you could see where they were clustering.
That's right, exactly. And this year that's been almost impossible to do because that information has just not been there. I mean, there's been a little bit, so, you know, we've had a bit of a go at figuring out where they're going to be. But
so this is a big one for Bilderberg Group. This is a big victory.
This is, yeah. And also, I think, I mean, my own feeling is that it's a little bit ominous that they've decided that they need to really make sure that absolutely nobody in the English language covers them. And that's what's happened this year. There was not a single English language journalist there this year.
Well, you just stole my thunder. Let me stop you. If you're correct, and I pray you're not, because this will be quite a victory for them. They hate being hounded by us the first time in 30-plus years that Tucker hasn't learned the location. If this is the case, and I'm being convinced by you, gosh, I hope you're wrong, but that's my next point. Man, we've got FEMA camp roundup drills going on, bizarre military activities, all sorts of stuff, and I'm not trying to fearmonger folks. I mean, other people jump at shadows, but I'm seeing a lot of weird stuff. I've been very disquieted in my gut, which I also always go off of, and if they don't pull something big, some new war or some new financial thing, they were certainly thinking about it. And the fact that they would go super stealth like this would show and point towards something was happening here that they did not want to be known. Go ahead.
That's right. And also, the venue this year is a really isolated place. I mean, you know, if you or I were to get down there, Alex, we'd have found it very, very difficult to get close to them, to speak to anyone from the hotel, to ask the waiters, etc., to keep an eye on them, to inform the staff at the hotel about the Nazi roots of Bilderberg, you know, the Prince Bernhard setting it up in the first place. And that's actually one of the most important things I've found going to these Bilderberg meetings, is to actually have a chat to the staff beforehand. And when you actually explain to them the connections with fascism and the Nazis, then often the staff are shocked and are actually quite cooperative. And in fact, you also find, as you probably found yourself, that some of the participants also find these meetings really smothering. I mean, we had a chat to a couple of politicians when I was at the meeting in Versailles a few years ago, who actually come out of the meeting to buy cigarettes just to have any excuse to get out of the place. These were the politicians, not the financiers.
By smothering, describe from all the tidbits you've gotten over the years from your sources and even mainstream press reports, by smothering what you mean.
Sorry?
Describe by smothering what you mean. What I mean, describe details of the definition of smothering?
Well, I mean, what they do is they try and make sure that nobody gets any information about these conferences. I mean, they also have in the past put out disinformation, put out false lists with sort of weird Jewish names, loads of Jewish names on there, so that the idea is to sort of associate that with people like you and I, Alex, to brand us as anti-Semites. And there's just been a very, very, very little, information about this issue.
That's right. They really want to make this an anti-Semitic thing, and that's why they've been caught funding Nazi groups and PR groups, because that's so important that we now have a real political debate about this. They want to taint it with a you-know-what in the punch bowl.
I mean, if you and I had the sort of financing that these people from the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, the IMF had behind their PR operation and behind their intelligence operation, I mean, and their disinformation operation, then I think we would be laughing. But I mean, they have a fantastic amount of resources to put into this. I mean, I think it's pretty clear to me that they're planning something pretty nasty coming up soon. That's why they've spent a lot of time and effort this year keeping everybody away from them. Also, of course, it's significant that they're down in Greece, because these people are big followers of Greek classical mythology and
eugenics.
All the sort of pre-Christian stuff.
Eugenics. Really, their religion is eugenics and the worship of the Spartan eugenic system.
That's right. So I think it is significant that they wanted to have a big meeting in Greece this year to make it kind of glitzy but absolutely private. And it scares me, actually, that they're able to keep any scrutiny by any of the Western press out of there. And, of course, our job in the past years, even if the press don't listen in the West, is just at least flag it up to the press to make sure that a few of them do turn up.
Tony Gosselin, Bilderberg.org. Stay with us if you can. I want to come back and ask you a few other questions about what you think this big, nasty thing could be. We know 2 years ago, plus, they said they were going to implode the economy, pop the subprime mortgage bubble to start the unraveling so they could shear the slaves, the scum, the trash, the filth, the cattle, that's us. Do you think it's going to be that, or is it attacking Iran? We'll be right back. Tony Gosselin, Bilderberg.org, been to many of the meetings, been covering it for more than a decade, joins us weeks ago. He was speculating, a lot of evidence was coming in, as he told you, that it was going to be in Greece. And he believes that it had happened last weekend and that they went in and met. Other than this report from, do you know how credible this news source is? I mean, it looks credible. Looks like they've got a lot of people on staff. It's just so hard to try to read Greek. I mean, you really think that they've met and defeated us?
I think so. This newspaper, I mean, there's just two things that make me think that. First of all is that it was pointing towards Greece anyway. It looked like it was going to be there. And then this is a national newspaper in Greece that, even though it's printed in Crete, apparently it's circulated right across Greece. And it's on the front page of the newspaper, a picture of this Bilderberg meeting, or a picture from afar, from a telephoto lens, of it happening. I don't think it's a steering group, but I mean, the thing is, this is part of their little game. But at the end of the day, looking at comparing all these various sources, I think there's definitely been a big security clampdown this year, and it doesn't entirely surprise me.
All right. Well, other people
haven't found out.
Other people get depressed when their soccer team loses. I get depressed.
Yeah, I know. Well, it is. You do feel like it's a bit of a body blow, but in a way, there's only so much you can do at one of these extremely secluded island-style venues. Anyway, you know, you can't necessarily get very close to them.
Being across the water or circling in a boat, being harassed by police, then gets it in the news,
and then we expose
the shadow government. This is not good. If you're right, and Tony, I respect you, let me just move forward here. What do you think, and then make whatever point you want, what do you think the big nasties are that they were planning?
Well, it's really difficult to tell that, Alex, and you know, one doesn't want to get really too much into fear-mongering, but it does seem to me that we are headed towards some sort of a clash possibly with the Chinese. There's loads of anti-Chinese stuff going on, and goodness knows what's going to happen. I mean, I've said in the little report that I've done about this year's Bilderberg meeting last weekend, as it seems, on Bilderberg.org, that it does look like there's maybe... this up-and-coming Olympics is going to be a kind of a little bit like the Berlin Olympics of 1936, where we had this kind of rather extreme regime hosting the games, and of course it's an absolute powder keg. Anything that happens at those games could kick off something much wider. So that's something that's worrying me. I mean, I personally, if I was an athlete, I would want to stay away from the games, particularly because of what a nasty regime the Chinese are. I mean, they're really not even vaguely interested in freedom of speech. They're arresting bloggers left, right, and centre, and there is no freedom of speech in China. I met some Chinese journalists recently, and I was really quite horrified as to how obedient they were to the Chinese government. You know, you think to yourself, hopefully, that journalists will have at least a little interest and sympathy for ordinary people, but these people didn't at all. And they seemed thought it was very, very strange that we should even question what the Chinese government wanted to say. So, you know, that's one aspect of all this. The other thing, of course, is that we've had two big false flag attacks in the US in 9/11 and here in the UK on 7/7. One of the places that we haven't had that yet is Israel. So I wonder if something like that could happen over there.
A lot of experts we talked to do think the next staged event is set for Israel.
Well, we'll see. The other thing, of course, which is a massive possibility, is a kind of I don't know how to describe it really, but a sort of Gulf of Tonkin for real, where you have you know, British ships or US ships that are basically just exploded, and then that is blamed on whoever it is that they want to kick off this war with. Thankfully, I think it's fair to say in Britain here that our military is aware of the danger of these kinds of exercises and of also these kind of tricks that are used to get wars started. I'm not quite so sure whether that's true out in the rest of the world. So it will be really interesting to see what happens. Let's just pray to God that nothing does happen. The other thing I wanted to say, though, is that I've been doing a lot of reading recently around the whole sort of origins of the New World Order. I don't know if you, Alex, have ever come across this author, Dennis Wheatley, have you?
It rings a bell.
Dennis Wheatley was one of the most prolific authors came out of Britain in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. And there was a couple of films made about his books. One of the most famous is called The Devil Rides Out. But back in 1941, I've discovered Dennis talking about the New World Order. And this does, you know, also sort of joins the dots between the Second World War and the current conflicts. What he's saying is in the New World Order, all family life will be at an end except for the conquerors, and only the worst elements spiritually will be allowed to procreate fresh generations to populate a world divided into masters and slaves. Now, that was 1941 he wrote that, under the shadow of the Second World War.
Well, that's what they're obsessed with. It's a eugenics empire, and instead we argue about who exactly runs it. Well, we know that what they're carrying out. I tell you what, Tony, can you stay with us 5 more minutes? I want to hear you talk more about this. Okay, he thinks Bilderberg already happened. If this is true, it's horrible news, but we'll continue to cover it on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Love the fact they can inject you with their bioweapons and the vaccines, carry out their eugenics against you. I didn't pre-interview Tony Gosling, and here he is bringing up eugenics, bringing up their program, bringing up their control. He's bringing up an author who had this figured out back during the 40s. I've heard that name. Tell me more about that guy. This is interesting.
Well, Dennis was actually a Second World War hero. He was a writer in the 30s, but he was also very close to people like Aleister Crowley and some of these occultists. So he was actually kind of into the white magic style thing, but he was
so
very,
he'd been
very
around these people and he knew what they were up to, so he spelled
exactly
the names.
So
what's his name again? Dennis what?
It's Dennis Wheatley, Wheatley.
Never heard that name.
Now one of the weird things is that there was a big copyright battle just after he died, and so his material, even though it was published, as I said, in the 30s, right the way up till the 70s, there's hardly been any copies of his books printed at all since then. So you have to get on to, second-hand bookshops and that kind of thing to get hold of Dennis's stuff.
Okay, but he knew about the New World Order. What did he say?
Well, he said, as I just explained to you, that stuff. He was also writing about, he said that Winston Churchill, he believed, was a member of the Illuminati of Adam Weishaupt. He said that in one of his books.
Well, he was a public member of the Druids.
Well, yes, but he's talking about the Illuminati now. Of course, this is, we need to get serious about this Illuminati stuff, because if you go back far enough, there's plenty of evidence that these people very much did exist. And the main people who were exposing the Illuminati back in the time that they very first started was actually a Freemason himself. He exposed it, John Robison, because he could see the way that Freemasonry was being twisted by these people and infiltrated. So,
George Washington, by the way, before he died, came out against it as well. Now, let's be clear. If we say all Masons are, these wicked devils, they're going to think we're liars, because most of them are porch Masons lower down in the pyramidal structure, not at the capstone. But we need to explain that they use the mechanism of the Masonic system to take over and then forge their Illuminati, this subversive political arm funded by some of the covert European powers. But absolutely, that's a historical fact that exists and goes on.
Well, another thing Dennis Wheatley says was that there would be the right to homes and children of their own would be reserved for the overlords. The rest will be herded into barracks and reduced to the level of robots, without the right to read or speak or even think for themselves. And he also pointed out that there could be no revolt, because every officer, priest, deputy, editor, magistrate, writer, and any other leader of free thought and action in the conquered countries would already have been executed by firing squads, and leaderless herds cannot prevail against tanks, tear gas, bombs, and machine guns. Now, that's a direct quote from 1941.
Yeah, very nice people. And,
but I find it fascinating that he was talking about all this stuff all that time ago, and then we see this whole idea of, Hitler being as kind of man-god as he was at the time. I think that's what we're going to be seeing in the future, someone coming along to do a similar kind of thing. Obviously much better spun than the current... than Hitler was. We're seeing in Britain now, I don't know how much you follow British politics, a really incredible attack on Gordon Brown.
I follow it closely.
I think it's all psychological tactics. If you go back to the mid-70s, you'll see that the secret state in Britain attacked Harold Wilson in a very similar way. Gordon Brown, he was one of the people who was part of the cabinet that signed up to the war, the Iraq war.
And he signed up to have England enter the EU, and he's pro-New World
Order. You do wonder if maybe he had his fingers crossed behind his back at the time, because a lot of the stuff he's doing now is really kind of what we would call, I suppose, Christian socialist principles, old-fashioned socialist principles, which is to do with making sure that the poor are reasonably well looked after, that at least the nationalized industries, like our National Health Service over here, is preserved. And, he's fighting for that stuff. He's also actually quite, it seems, anti-Zionist, because he has presided over a government which, for the first time for years, we've had Israeli right-wing speakers turning up at London Airport and then being told, well, we can't guarantee that you're not going to be arrested if you want to come in this country.
That was actually an Israeli general.
Yeah, so we're seeing a bit of a change with Gordon Brown as leader, and you can see that the City of London and...
Well, let's be clear. That was the mayor of London helping try to put out the arrest warrant for him. Notice they just kicked him out. But, expanding on that, so they were warning him to leave so they wouldn't get him on a warrant in London. I think it's more like getting rid of George Bush and putting in a Barack Obama. I think it's that they know that they're not moving the ball down the field, so they switch left, right, left, Left, right, back and forth.
You see, there are really two different sorts of leaders in the world today, at least in the Western world. Those who are vulnerable and can be manipulated, like Gordon Brown. I think he's basically quite a weak-minded guy. And the thing is, maybe that's the reason he's still alive. I mean, what happened to Robin Cook? Robin Cook was basically the Labour Party leader in waiting. So when Tony Blair went out, it was almost certain that Robin Cook was going to become leader. Well, of course, we all know what happened to him.
Yeah.
Well, he had a big accident during an exercise up in a Scottish mountain, and a helicopter came and took him away and refused to let his wife get in the helicopter with him. And by the time, it was the helicopter of death, a bit like Diana's ambulance of death. When by the time he got to the hospital, he was in a really terrible state and he died.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe Gordon Brown is only alive because he's a bit weak and easily manipulated.
Well, I have no doubt that the globalists are very, very serious people. So, bottom line, Tony Gosling from Bilderberg.org, you think they just had the meeting in Greece this weekend?
I'm afraid so, Alex. Yep, looks like they've beaten us this year. I mean, we can't win every year, I suppose. And I just would ask you, ask your listeners, let's try next year really hard to track down various, looking at hotels. Are hotels free for that particular weekend? And to really give them a hard time.
But let me just say this, in case you're wrong.
Well, I could be.
We need to keep looking for the location now, because this could be an elaborate foil.
I think it's very unlikely. You're absolutely right. We don't know for sure, and that's always the case. I mean, as you know, Alex, going to these Bilderberg meetings, you're never 100% sure that you've got the right venue, the right time, and the right place.
Until you see David Rockefeller.
Sorry?
Until you see David Rockefeller.
Well, once you actually fly to the venue, you turn up, and you actually turn up on the right morning, on the Thursday morning, you have to first be arrested getting off
the plane. Of course, that's always a cue you're at the right city, right country, too, because they then, detain you and scream at you.
Yeah, but we really have to work a little bit harder next year. I mean, I've been doing my best, but, we need more people working on this to figure out where they're going to be next year. We don't want them to evade our attention next year.
Sure. Tony Gosling, Bilderberg.org, thank you for popping in with us, and as this develops in the next few days, I'd like to have you visit with us again. Thank you for all your great reportage.
Thank you, Alex, for all you do.
Take care. Look, he's a credible guy. And he does a lot of good work at his site, and he's been right in the past. I hope he's wrong this time. We talked to Jim Tucker this morning. He doesn't think that he's been fooled, and he hasn't ever been fooled yet. He has narrowly found out, like, a day before it starts and jumped on an all-nighter and flown, 10 hours, 12 hours to be arrested once he gets off the plane. He always knows that's, I'm here. He doesn't think that. He wouldn't come on today. He said, I don't know. I've got to research. I'll come on tomorrow. So we'll have Jim Tucker on tomorrow, no doubt. I don't want to beat up on Tony Gosling. I think he's a good guy. I hope he's wrong, though, because I hope that they haven't been able to hide this. But the fact that they're jumping through all these hoops to do it shows that they're very angry that they're getting so much press coverage. I mean, 7 years ago, the New York Times said I was insane and believed an imaginary Bilderberg group. Just like I'm insane and thimerosal wasn't the vaccines, and then it was, but it's out, but mercury's good for you. See, I mean, it's an insanity. Everything they do is just so crazy. Oh, Homeland Security, if you talk about the Constitution, need to be arrested, that's terror code. Again, that sounds insane, but they're doing it. It's all happening.